Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph, three lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Beis. And as we already discussed, the Torah discusses the Issa of Ribbis, the Issa of charging interest for a loan in three different Pashas in the Torah. The first time that the Torah mentions the Issa of Ribbis is in Pashas Mishpatim, and the Torah tells us there is a mitzvah to lend money to another Yid, and the Torah states, in Kesef Talvas Ami, as Ani Yimach, Leisiya Leikinosha, Leisasimu Lav Neshech, and the Torah uses the Lashon Neshech. Then the Torah in Pashas Behar states, and the Torah states, as we saw, that Rava stated that even though the Torah mentions two different Lashonis and speaks about Neshech and Sabbath, however, both actually have the same definition, and the only reason why the Torah writes two different Lashonis is in order to teach us that a person that lends or borrows money with Ribbis is actually going to be Oivah, two different Isurim. And it's important to remember that when the Torah states a Lashon Neshech, it's in regard to someone lending money, and when the Torah uses the Lashon Mabes, it's regarding someone that lends food and takes ribbis for food. And finally, we saw the Pasuk in Pashas Ki Seisei that states, L'sashech l'achicha neshech kesef, neshech eichol, neshech kol dova ashiyishach. And this Pasuk is focused on the borrower, and the Torah is telling us that there's an issa for a borrower to pay interest, and the Pasuk teaches us that a person should not borrow money or food and pay interest. And over here, the Torah only uses a Lashon Neshech, as the focus is on the borrower who is paying the interest and who is losing money and is being bitten from, and the focus is not on the lender, who would be the one that is having a ribuy of his money and an increase in his assets and an increase in the amount of money that he has. And of course, the focus of the Pasuk in Pashas Behar is on the lender, as the Pasuk states, "Es kaspecha leisitin leibneshech uvimabes leisitin lachlecha." And our Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, "Es kaspecha leisitin leibneshech uvimabes leisitin lachlecha," that the Pasuk in Bahar tells us that when lending money, there's an issue of neshech, and when lending food product, there's an issue of mabes. So in lel neshech kesef ribbis ba'ichol, and one may think that there's only one issue involved, and when someone lends money, they're oivah neshech, and when they lend the food product, they're oivah ribbis. But you can't be oivah on two isurim on the same item. And the Gemara first asked neshech ba'ichol minayin, and how do we know that one would be oivah on neshech b'negei of food product as well? Tamim loyma. Therefore, the pasuk in Pashas Ki Seisei states neshech eichol, and keep in mind that this pasuk in Pashas Ki Seisei is focused on the borrower. Therefore, at least b'negei a borrower, we see if he borrows a food product with interest, then it will be oivah on both neshech and on tarbis. However, as we will see, the Gemara will ask that this only helps us b'negei the borrower, and how do we know that it's even going to be an issa of neshech, b'negei a food product, b'negei a lender? And similarly, the Gemara states, ribbis b'kesef minayin, that even though it states in Pashas Behar as kaspech leisitlein b'neshech, therefore we see that it's an issa of neshech, b'negei lending money. However, how do we know that you would actually have two isurim, and not only will be oivah neshech, but you'll also be oivah on ribbis even when dealing with money? Talmud Lema, so the pasuk in Pashas Ki Seisei states neshech kesef. And even though once again the pasuk uses the terminology of neshech b'negei kesef, however the Gemara continues on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph that im'einu inyan l'neshech kesef, that if we don't need this pasuk in order to teach us that a borrower is oivah on the issa of neshech by kesef, arei kvar nema loisashech lo, as the pasuk in Pashas Ki Seisei starts off, that a borrower shouldn't pay interest and use a lashon of neshech, tnei inyan l'ribbis kesef, and therefore it must be when the Torah says lashon of neshech kesef in Pashas Ki Seisei is coming to teach us that when a borrower borrows money with interest, then not only is he going to be oivah on the issa of neshech, but he will be oivah on the issa of tarbis as well. And Rashi is bothered that l'chayra, when the beginning of the pasuk in Pashas Ki Seisei states l'sashech l'chicha, it doesn't mention anything about kesef. Maybe that's why the Torah had to state in Pashas Ki Seisei neshech kesef, and Rashi points out that since the pasuk states loisashech l'achicha neshech kesef neshech eichol, and then it states neshech kol dova sheyishach, so therefore we see that neshech goes on everything including kesef, and therefore the word neshech kesef is extra in order to teach us that a borrower is not only going to be oivah on the issa of neshech when borrowing money, but it'll also be oivah on the issa of sabbis. Gemara continues and asks in l'el b'leiva, so now that we have the pasuk in Pashas Ki Seisei, so certainly we see that there are two Yisurim b'negei anyone that borrows money with ribbis or borrows a food product with ribbis. However, b'malv minayin, how do we know that when a lender lends money with ribbis or he lends food product with ribbis, that he would be oiva on both yisurim? As l'maisa, the pasuk in Pashas Behar that focuses on a lender only states as kas b'chalei sitla b'neshach uvimabes leisitla nachlecha, and maybe the only oiva on neshach b'negei a kesef, and when lending food product, you're only going to be oiva on marbis. And how do we know that a lender is also going to be oiva on both yisurim when lending kesef or lending food product with ribbis? The Braisa continues and brings gzeir shava neman neshach b'leiva v'neman neshach b'malva, that says the term neshach b'negei a borrower, and it says the term neshach b'negei a lender. Ma neshach ha'am b'leiva lo yichalakta b'y b'yim b'kesef b'yim b'eichol b'yim b'neshach b'yim ribbis. Just like we prove b'negei a neshach that states by a borrower that there is no chiluk if a borrower borrows money or if he borrows a food product, and he will always be oivan to yisurim, and will be oivan the issa of neshach and the issa of ribbis. Af neshach ha'am b'malva. Therefore, when it says the term neshach b'negei a lender lo yichalak b'y b'yim b'kesef b'yim b'eichol b'yim b'neshach b'yim ribbis, that we can't be mechalak between someone that lends money or he lends a food product. In all cases, he'll be oiva on two yisurim, and he'll be oiva on the lav of neshach as well as the lav of ribbis. And the Braisa ends off and states, "Minayin l'rabbis kol davar? How do you know that the yisurim of neshach and sarbis apply to anything that a person lends and borrows with ribbis?" Talmud Leiman. Therefore, the pasuk in Paski Seitzei ends off kol davar sheyishach. These yisurim apply to anything that a person borrows, and by extension, anything that a person lends. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Amar. Ravina states that although we just brought a Braisa that taught us the din of Neshach Ba'ichol and the Issa of Ribbis B'Kesef, and the Braisa taught us that B'negei Lenda, the only way that we would know that both Yisurim apply both to Kesef and to food product is based on Gzeir Shava. However, Ravina states, Lo Neshach Ba'ichol V'lo Ribbis B'Kesef Tzrich Yikra, that there really is no requirement to have the Gzeir Shava in order to teach us that Lenda is Oiva on both Yisurim, B'negei food, as well as B'negei Kesef. And Ravina explains the Iksiv as if the Torah in Parshas Behar, when it discusses the Yisurim of Neshach and Tarbis, B'negei money and B'negei food product, would have stated as Kaspa Cholisitim B'Neshach V'Ochel Cholisitim B'Marbis K'dekabrit, then you'd be right that you couldn't go and say that the Issa of Neshach applies to a food product, the Issa of Tarbis also applies to someone that lends money with ribbis. As L'maisa, the Torah stated in that fashion, then the Torah is specifically showing that each one is a separate clause. However, Hashta D'Chsiv as Kaspa Cholisitim B'Neshach U'V'Marbis Leisitim Ochlecha, but since the Torah says a lashon of eskaspachalei sitlin b'neshach, and then it states u'marbisle sitlin achlecha, so kari behachi, so the Torah is showing us that we should place the commas in two different ways in order to teach us both dinim, and we should actually read the pasuk as follows: eskaspachalei sitlin b'neshach u'v'marbis, that you can't lend money, and if you do so, then you'll be oiva neshach and marbis u'v'neshach u'marbisle sitlin achlecha, and when lending food, then you'll be oiva the issa of neshach as well as marbis. And therefore, Ravina teaches us that even without a Gzeir Shava, the lender will be Oiva on both Yisurim, both when he lends money, as well as when he lends a food product. And the Gemara asks, V'atana nema nema kama, but Lamaisa, how could Ravina state that this is the Limud in order to teach us that a lender is Oiva on both Yisurim, if Lamaisa, the Braisa brought it based on the Gzeir Shava, and as the Braisa taught us, nema neshach b'leiva v'nema neshach b'malva. The Gemara explains, Hachi kama, that this is what the Braisa meant to say, that ilu loy nema kra, hayisa im Gzeir Shava, that if not for the fact that we would have the pasuk in Pashas Behar, which we could read as Ravina taught us, then we would still have a Gzeir Shava, Achshav Shinema Kra. But now that we have the pasuk in Pashas Behar that says this Kaspachal Yisutin Lan B'Neshach Uvimabas Lisitin Achlecha, that we could read as Ravina taught us, therefore Gzeir Shava Yitzarech, we don't actually require the Gzeir Shava, and the Gzeir Shava is not needed to teach us that a lender is Oiva on both Yisurim, both when he lends money and when he lends a food product. And the Gemara is El Gzeir Shava Lomli, the Lemais of the Brisa brought a Gzeir Shava, and if there is a Gzeir Shava, it means that there was a Kabbalah from the Rebbeim that a Gzeir Shava should be learned from the word Neshach that it states in Pashas Kiseitze B'negei Barua, and the word Neshach that it states in Pashas Behar B'negei Malva. L'maisa, what do we learn from the Gzeir Shava? And the Gemara explains that up until now, all that we know is that if a lender lends either money or food product, then it'll be Oivan to Yisurim. But L'maisa, we still don't have a Makar that if a lender lends any other product with interest, that it'll be Oivan to Yisurim. And therefore, that we need the Gzeir Shava to teach us that although the pasuk of Neshach Kol Davar Sheyishach is only stated B'negei Barua, and one may think that in regard to any other product, the only time that it will be to Yisurim is only on the Barua and not on the lender. Therefore, the Gzeira Shava teaches us that just like B'nai Gzeira Barua, the two Yisurim apply not only by money and to food product, but by any other product. Therefore, the same applies to a lender. If a lender lends any product with ribbis, then it'll be oiva on both Yisurim, and it'll have the Issa of Neshech as well as the Issa of Tarbis. The Gemara continues, Rava states, Lamali the Kasrachmana la b'ribbis, la b'geza, la b'ino, that why is it that Terry had to give three different Yisurim, number one of ribbis, number two B'nai Gzeira Gezel, and number three B'nai Gzeira Ino, and as Rashi says, that all three have a common denominator, Shebekulin Chesarim Mamish, Shemechasas Chaveri, that all three Yisurim, a person is making his friend lose money, and L'chayr, we should learn one from the other. And the Gemara continues that Rava states, Rikhi, that we need all three Yisurim, the Ikas Rachman Alab Ribis, that if the Terry would only give us the Issa of Ribis, Mishum the Chiddushu, that's a Chiddush, Tafilu Beleva Asr Rachmana, that the Issa of Ribis doesn't only apply to the lender, but it also applies to the borrower, who is actually the victim and actually the person that's losing the money. Therefore, we would think that the Terry is being Mechadish to us, that there's an Issa of Ribis, but we wouldn't necessarily be able to learn that there's also an Issa of Gezel or an Issa of Aina. Rava continues, Ikas Rachmana Lab Begezel, and the Terry would only tell us the Lab Begezel, Mishum the Balkochi. So then we would say that the only time the Terry asked you is only when someone steals something from their friend and to take away from him Balkochi. However, Benegei Ribis, we the borrower and the lender agreed to this transaction. Similarly, Avalei No Emaloi, but Lagabe No, where the buyer and seller agreed to the transaction, so maybe this Issa wouldn't apply, and we eat Kasrachbana Labayna, and the Terry would only tell us the Issa Benegeyayna, Mishum Do Yoda de Machal, because Benegeyayna, we're talking about price fraud, where the buyer or seller did not know that they were being defrauded, and therefore they weren't Machal. However, Benegei Ribis, where both the borrower and the lender knew that they were actually charging interest, and therefore maybe there's a concept of Mechila. Similarly, where a Gazlan steals something from someone, then the person knows that this item was stolen, and maybe the Issa would not apply. And the Gemara continues, Chodim Echodim Lo Yasya. In a Chanami, the Torah couldn't have said only one of the Yisurim, and the Torah couldn't have either said Ribis or Gezel or Ino by itself. Tetzi Chodim Etati, why didn't the Torah state two of the Yisurim, and from the two Yisurim, we'd be able to learn the third? And the Gemara asks, Hey Tetzi, which of the two Yisurim should the Torah have written? Loi Lichter Achman Alab Ribis V'Tetzi Mahanach, should the Torah have not written the Lab B'negei Ribis, and only written the Lab B'negei Ino and Gezel, we would be able to learn the Issa of Ribis from the Yisurim of Ino and Gezel. And the Gemara states that that's not true, because Ma'al Havanach Shekin Shloi Midas Taim Ribis Demidaitei, as we would then say that the only time that there's Issa in the Torah is only B'negei Ino and Gezel. And as Rashi explains, there's an aspect of Shloi Midas both by Ino and by Gezel. And as Rashi states, Ino Lo Yodibei B'negei Ino, at least one party did not know about the price fraud, and Gezel Al Kochei Shokel, and B'negei Gezel, although the Nigzal knew about it, however, this item was taken from him Bal Kochei, therefore it was without consent, and therefore it makes sense that Terry asked both Oino and Gezel, Masha and Kain Ribis, where both the lender and the borrower knew about the Ribis, and both parties consented to this transaction, and therefore one may think that there wouldn't be an Issa of Ribis, and therefore the Terry couldn't have only stated the Pasha of Oino and Gezel, and not stated the Pasha of Ribis, and Loi Lichter Rachman Allah B'Oino V'Tesim Hanach, and if you will tell me that the Terry should have written the Issa B'negei Oino, and we'd be able to learn it from the Din of Gezel and from the Issa of Ribis, and the Gemara states that you would not be able to learn from Gezel and Ribis, because Ma'ala Hanach Shekin and Derech Mekach Memke B'kach, that B'negei Gezel and Ribis, that's not the standard way of transacting business, and therefore we can understand that the Torah Asid Gezel and the Torah Asid Ribis, however B'negei Oino, where it's a regular transaction between a buyer and seller, and both parties acquiesce to the sale, so maybe over there we would say that there is no Issa Oino, therefore we wouldn't be able to learn the Issa Oino from Gezel and Ribis, and therefore the Gemara says, Allah Lichter Achban Allah B'Gezel, that the Torah shouldn't have written Allah B'negei Gezel, V'Tesim Hanach, and we'll be able to learn the Issa of Gezel from the fact that Torah gives us an Issa B'negei Oino and B'negei Ribis, the Mai Pachas, as what would be a Percha, Ma'al Ribis Shekin Chiddush, we can't learn from Ribis because of the Chiddush, but Oino Techiach, that Oino is not a Chiddush, even so the Torah said it's us to charge Oino, and if you will ask, Ma'al Oino Shekin Layado de Machol, that you can't learn the Din of Gezel from Oino, because B'negei Oino, the parties did not know that it was price fraud, and therefore they couldn't be Michael, Masha Inkin B'negei Ribis and B'negei Gezel, but Ribis Techiach, but will prove that the Torah said there's an Issa Ribis, even though both the borrower and lender knew that they were charging Ribis and that there was interest involved. And the Chazar did, and will continue going back and forth, and will have circular reasoning, and Loi Rizek Rizeh, Veloi Rizek Rizeh, and from each one you won't be able to learn the Din of Gezel, but at Sada Shavishben, Shek King Gezloi, but the Mice, if you take the common denominator of Oino and Ribis, you'll be able to learn Gezel, because the common denominator of Oino and Ribis is that a person is stealing from his friend and causing a loss also money, and therefore Afani Avi Gezel, we'd also be able to learn that the Issa of Gezel does apply because you're causing your friend a loss of money, and therefore there is no reason why the Torah had to write the Issa of Gezel, and we should be able to learn the Issa of Gezel from the Yisurim of Einar and Ribbis. And the Gemara answers, Amri Hachinami, that in the Chinami, really the Torah didn't have to write the Issa of Gezel, and we could have learned it from Einar and Ribbis, El Elab Begezel Lomli, so why did the Torah write the Issa of Gezel, L'Kavish Chasacher, in order to teach us that there's even an Issa to withhold wages from a person? And Rashi explains that we would not be able to learn this from the Yisurim of Einar and from Ribbis, the Leimot Liyode, because the wages did not yet reach the hands of the worker, and therefore you're not causing him any actual direct loss, and you only owe him money, and maybe we would think that there would not be a problem, and therefore the Torah tells us that there's an issa to withhold wages from a worker. And the Gemara continues and asks, that the Pasuk in Pashkei Seisei tells us the issa that you're not allowed to withhold wages from a worker. The Pasuk says, and the Gemara answers, "Lav alo b'shnei lavin." That in the Chinami, even though we have the pasuk of leisashik sachir oni ve'evyon me'achecha imigercha shebe'atzecha b'sherecha, the Torah still tells us leisigzal teach us that yo'ivon tu lavin when someone withholds wages from his worker. And the Gemara continues and asks that lochira. Now that you're telling me that the pasuk of leisigzal not being mechadish to us to issa of withholding wages from a worker, it's only teaching us that there's a second lav when someone withholds wages from a worker. V'lukba b'ribis v'ina v'lav alo b'shnei lavin. So why didn't the Gemara explain that when the Torah states leisigzal, it's not coming to teach you that there's a second law of benegayah withholding wages for a worker? The Torah is actually teaching you that when someone is over on the issa of ribbis or ina, that they're going to be over on another law based on the pasuk of leisigzal. The Gemara answers, "Dava lam minyanai or vinyanai desachiksiv." If we have a question as to where the extra law of leisigzal is going to teach us that there's a second law, and there's a question if we apply it to the issa of ribbis or ina, or do we apply it as a second lav to the issa withholding wages from a worker, then certainly we're going to go and apply it to withholding wages from a worker, as the pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim also speaks about withholding wages from a worker, as it states in Perek Yutes Pasuk Yud Gimel Leisashik Es Reecha, which Rashi states Zakovish Chasacher, and right afterwards it says Leisigzal, and therefore we see that the issa Leisigzal is coming to teach us that there's a second issa for a person that withholds wages from his worker. Continue on Daf Sabach Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara just taught us that from the Yisurim of Einar and from Ribbis, we could learn the din of Gezel, and therefore the Gemara continues and asks that Leithik Noivu de Kasrachman Alamli. So why did the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim teach us that a person can't steal, and it teaches us the Issa of Leithik Noivu, if Lemaisa we should be able to learn that Issa from the din of Einar and from Ribbis, because ultimately you're taking something from someone and you're being Mechas Hemamin. As she points out that certainly we're not talking about the Issa of Leithik Noiv that it says in Aseres Hadibros, as that Issa has nothing to do with being Mechasim Mammon from your friend, and as we know, that is an Issa of kidnapping and of going to the Foshais. And the Gemara explains, L'chadatanya, that in Chanami we need the Issa of Leitik Naivu to teach us the following, that the Brisa teaches us Leitik Naivu al Manas Lamekat, that a person now is still, even if he's only doing so in order to annoy his friend and to bother and cause his friend distress, and he really had das to give it back, and Leitik Naivu al Manas L'Sham Tashlim Kefel, and a person now even still, even if his das is to benefit his friend, as he really wants to give his friend tzedakah, and he says, I have a good plan, I'm going to go steal from him, and therefore I'll pay kefil to my friend, and this way, even though he doesn't want to take tzedakah, I'll be able to benefit him, and even so, the issa of leitik noivu applies. And the Gemara continues, Amli Rabbi Yemel Rav Ashi, lav de kasra achmanu b'mishkolis lomli. So now that we have the surim of a na and a ribbis, so why did the Torah have to teach us that there's an issa to have fraudulent weights? And as the Torah teaches us in Pashas Kedoshim, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Lamed Hei, lo sasu avul b'mishpa b'mid b'mishkol uvam sura. Keep in mind that the Pasuk in Pashkei Seisei in Perakof Hei, Pasuk Yud Gimel states, Layilacha Bechischa, Evan Va'oven, Gedoilu Katana, Pasuk Yud Dal continues, Layilacha Bebescha, Efa Ve'efa, Gedoilu Katana, Evan Shlema Betzedek Yilach, Efa Shlema Betzedek Yilach, Leman Yericha Mecha, Aladama, Shashem Lakecha, Nesilach. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Rav Ashi responds to Rabbi Ema, Lutaim Mishkalesa, Melech, this issa is coming to teach us that there's an issa for someone to store their weights together with salt, as that would cause the weights to weigh more, and therefore it's also Gemara is that how does that teretz help us? Hainu gezel malyuhu, that's mamish a case of gezel, and therefore it's already included in the limud that we had from a non-ribbis. And the Gemara answers, lava lo mishasasiyah, that in the chanami, the chiddush that the Torah is teaching us when it teaches us that it's an issa of having weights, which are furdland, is actually teaching us that even if you don't use these weights and you only have these weights in your home, that it's still usa to keep these weights in your home. And it's not only usa to have these weights in your home, it's even usa to create these weights. And as Rashi says, mishas asiya, mishas hatmana, vafil loy shakal ben, and even if you didn't actually use them as actual weights and you never committed actual fraud. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned that the Braisa, the Pasuk states in Pasha Kadeshim, Leisasu Avu Ba Mishpa Ba Mida Ba Mishkal Ba Masura. And the Braisa explains the difference between Mida Mishkal and Masura. And the Braisa states, Ba Mida Zubindidis Kaka, this refers to measurement of ground. And as Rashi points out, that if brothers come to split up a Sada, then they shouldn't go and split it up during the summertime and during the wintertime with the same rope. Because the rope that you used to use as a measuring tape would be moist during the winter months, umispashet kol tzarkai, and therefore it stretches out longer and it expands. The same rope be meisachama during the summer months, b'teichyevshe, because it dries out, hu nigmat v'kovitz, so the same rope shrinks and contracts, and therefore it's not as long. Of course, if you'll use the same ropes to measure, and you'll measure at different times of the year, so you'll come out with different measurements, and it'll come out that you're cheating your brother when you're making a chalukah, and when you're splitting up your Yerusha. And the Braisa continues, ba mishkol, that we're talking about fraud using weights, that's talking about dry weights, and you shouldn't store your weights in salt. And as we explained, that the weights will be heavier. And the Braisa continues, Vamsura, Shaloyatiach. And as Rashi says, Masura is Midas Halachi. This refers to a measuring cup that was used for wet products and for liquids. And the Torah teaches us that when pouring in wine or other liquids into a cup in order to measure it, when you're selling it to a buyer, then you should make sure that you don't pour it too quickly, as if you do so, then you'll have a lot of bubbles at the top and you'll have a lot of froth at the top. Of course, at a later point, the bubbles and the froth will come down, and therefore the midah will not be a full midah and you'll be cheating the buyer. As Rashi says, Shemali is a midah, kishemaitzi seyayin, that even though when the seller places the liquid into this measuring cup, it'll look like it's full. However, l'achazman nims is chaseira, at a later point, it'll come out that the buyer cheated, as he won't have a full measuring cup of this liquid. The buyer paid for a full measuring cup's worth of this liquid. And prior to continuing with the next Gemara, let's point out that the measuring cup called a masura was a specific size, and it was the size of 1/36 of a lug, which is a very small kli. And therefore, the Gemara states that we could learn a that just like this kli called a masura, which is a very small kli, and it holds 1/36 of a lug, hikbidol of Torah, and still the Torah was makbid, they shouldn't even steal a small amount, as the froth that will be at the top of this cup will be very minute. And therefore, and therefore we could learn a kavachema that certainly this is applies by all other types of measuring cups and any measuring cup which is much larger, because of course the amount of loss to the buyer will be much greater. And the Gemara continues, Amurava, Rava states, Lomali the Kosrachmana, Yitzis Mitzrayim Beribis, Yitzis Mitzrayim Gabitzitzis, and Yitzis Mitzrayim Mishkolis, that why is it that the Torah mentions Yitzis Mitzrayim by Ribis, as it states in Pasha Bahar, Ani Hashem Alekechem, Asher Tetzi Eskham Eretz Mitzrayim, Losses Lachem, Etz Eretz Kana, Lias Lachem Lelekim. And of course we know that in Pasha Shlach, and the end of the Pasha of Tzitzis, the Pasuk states, Ani Hashem Alekechem, Asher Tetzi Eskham Eretz Mitzrayim, Lias Lachem Lelekim, Ani Hashem Alekechem. In Pasha Kedoshim, Benigiyah Mishkolis, the Pasuk states, Moizni Tzedek, Avni Tzedek, Eifa Tzedek, Vehin Tzedek, Yelachem, Ani Hashem Alekechem, Asher Tetzi Eskham Eretz Mitzrayim. And Rav explains, Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu, Akadosh Baruch Hu stated, Ani Yushavchati B'Mitzrayim, Be'tipa Shel B'chol, Le'tipa She'in Shel B'chor, that I am that Kadosh Baruch Hu that was able to discern in Mitzrayim between the minutest detail and between a tipa that was a bechar and a tipa which was not a bechar. And ani hu shasli par misha toilu ma'isa benachri umal ba'isam liyisrael beribis, and therefore I will be the one that takes retribution from Yisrael that lends money to another Jew, and he claims that it's not his money that he's lending, and he's lending out the money of a goy, and he's only acting as a shliach, and therefore he claims he has a right to charge ribis. And of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know the difference and will know that he's lying. This Yisrael will receive a einish. And similarly, Misha Taim Mishkalesu B'melech, and Kadosh Baruch will also know that this person put his weights into salt and therefore caused the weight to be a drop different. And even though a regular person would not be able to discern this minute difference, however, Kadosh Baruch knows that you're trying to cheat your friend, and you cheated and you defrauded your friend. And similarly, if someone goes and places a regular blue dye on the corner of his beged and he claims that's treles, Kadosh Baruch will also know that he didn't put the proper blue treles and he used a fake treles, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also know that he didn't do the mitzvah properly. exactly. Rashi explains when the Gemara said Shevchanti b'Mitzrayim Hareisha Bo Asur Vakum Al Mitzvus Achas, where there were 10 men that had beer with one mitzvus at different times. Vinis Abramahen, and this woman had 10 babies from these 10 men. Even though people don't realize that all of these 10 children were really 10 bechores, as they were all bechores from their fathers. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that all 10 of these children were really bechores to their fathers, and therefore Kula Mesu, they will all die by Makas Bechores. And Rashi explains, Kala Ilan, Tseva Hadema L'Tcheles, this is a dye which is similar to the Tcheles, Rachman Oma, and the Torah tells us, Psil Tcheles, that you have to have a string of Tcheles, or Tcheles Dam V'Karim, the dye of Tcheles was actually very expensive. The reason is, Shetzivu B'Dam Chalozin, She'ina Ulam in Ayam, Ala Achas L'Shevim Shana. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Ikla L'Sura Depress, Ravina went to a city called Sura that was by the Euphrates, and Amalei Rav Chanina Misura Depress L'Ravina, Chanina who lived in the city of Sura Depress, said to Ravina, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kasra Achmana Gavi Shuatzim Lomli, why does the Torah mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, Benegei the Pasha of Shuatzim, as in Pasha Shmini, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Dalet and Mem Hei, the Pasuk states, Ki Ani Hashem Alekeichem, Viskadashtem, Viyisim Kadoshim, Ki Kodesh Ani, V'loi Sitamus Nafshasechem, B'chol Asheretz, Haremis Al Aretz, and the Pasuk then continued, Ki Ani Hashem, Amala Eskam Eretz Mitzrayim, Liya Yislachem Leilakim, Viyisim Kadoshim, Ki Kodesh Ani. The Gemara tells us that Amalei Ravina responded to Rav Chanina Misura Depress with a similar explanation that we have been a gay ribbis, tzitzis, and mishkolois. Ravina explained, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Yushev Chati b'Mitzrayim b'Tipa Shel Bechor, L'Tipa She'inu Shel Bechor. I am the same Kadosh Baruch Hu that was able to discern between a Tipa which was a Bechor and a Tipa which was not a Bechor. Ani Osli Parim Misham Ar Kiri Dogim Tmeim b'Kiri Dogim Tarion u'Meichun Lizol. And I will also be able to take retribution against a person that mixes the intestines of Dogim Tmeim with the intestines of Dogim Tarion and sells them to a Yid, and even though it's really impossible to tell the difference between different types of intestines of fish. The Gemara tells us that Amalei Rav Chanina Misura Depress said back to Ravina, I wasn't bothered as to why the Torah mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim by Shvatim, as I understood that we could give the same teretz as we said beforehand. However, and I was really bothered as to why B'negei the other three Pashas, the Torah states, the Loshen of Asher Tzeitzi Eschar Meretz Mitzrayim, and B'negei the Pasha of Shvatim, the Torah states, Ki Ani Hashem Hamala Eschar Meretz Mitzrayim. Why doesn't say a similar Loshen, and it should state, Ki Ani Hashem Hamaitzi Eschar Meretz Mitzrayim. And the Gemara states, Ma'ishna Hocho Hamala the Kos Rachmano, and Amalei, and to this Ravina responded to Rav Chanina Misura Depress, that L'chitana Dvei Rav Shmuel, that is actually teaching us the Braisa that's taught in Yeshiva Rav Shmuel, the Tana Dvei Rav Shmuel, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated, Il Molei Elisius Yisrael Mitzrayim, El Bishvil Davazeh, She'im Mitam Bishratim, Dai, even if I would only have taken out Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim, in order that he should keep this mitzvah, and there won't be Mitam Bishratim, that would be enough of reason that would take them out of Mitzrayim. Rashi explains, that is the reason we use Lashon of Maila, and as the Gemara will explain in a moment, Kedem Mefarash L'Kamei, Sheheim Ulim V'Noyim V'in Nemasa Bishkotzim Alalu, because they uplift themselves up, and they are beautified by not being become disgusted through eating these shkatzim, lahaki kasav lashon ilui shemayla gadoli etzlam, and this is a great maigla by Klai Yisrael, and this alone is enough of reason that I took them out of Mitzrayim. And the Gemara continues, Amaleis Rav Chanina Misura Depress said back to Ravina, Umin nafish agrayu tfei miribus umetzitzus mishkalais. Are you telling me that the schar for actually keeping away from shratzim is greater than keeping the mitzvah of ribus and tzitzus and mishkalais? And Amalei and Ravina responded, Afgav le nafish agrayu tfei, that even though the mitzvah of not eating shrotzim is not stronger than the mitzvah of ribbis, tzitzis, and mishkalos. However, mi'isi l'mechlinu, it's disgusting to eat shrotzim, and therefore the Torah tells us the Lashon Hamala, because it's a mile of Klai Yisrael, that they don't eat shrotzim v'rimasim. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, that after the Mishnah gave us two examples of neshech and of ribbis teraisa and of ribbis ksusa, and the Mishnah gave two examples, number one, b'negei money, of a mal v'selo b'heidi narim, and number two, b'negei chitin, sasayim chitin b'shalo. And in both cases, there's an Issa D'Raisa, Mipreshu Noishech, and then the Mishnah continued and stated, Be'ezu Tarbis, and the Mishnah gave an example of Ribbis Drabbanon, and the Mishnah stated, Hamarba Beperis, Ketzad, Lokachimenu, Chitim, Bedinazov, etc. And the Gemara continues and asks, Atu Kolhani Damrino, Nat Hashta, Lab Ribsu, and it's Mashma from the Mishnah that this is the case of Tarbis, and the first two cases of the Mishnah were not a case of Tarbis, and were only a case of Neshech, and certainly the first two cases of the Mishnah, there was an Issa of Neshech, and there's an Issa of Tabis, as we previously stated in the neighbor of Rava, that the Issa of Neshech and the Issa of Tabis applies in all cases of Ribbis Teraisa and of Ribbis Ktsutsa. Gemara responds, Amravo, Ravo says that in Chanami, Ad Kan Shel Torah, that until this point we were talking about Ribbis. ribis ksutza, and we're talking about isur d'raisa mikam ve'ilach shel d'raim, and the Mishnah is now defining the isur d'rabbanon of ribis, which is called tavis v'chein abrava, and similarly rabbis taught us adkan shel torah mikam ve'ilach shel d'raim, and of course this rav l'shitasa that we had on daf samach amabez. The Gemara continues adkan yochin rasha v'yil b'tzadik, then until this point in the Mishnah when we're talking about ribis d'raisa, then the pasuk in Eiv that states yochin rasha v'yil b'tzadik would really states yochin b'tzadik yilbash v'chesed noki yachloik, and Rashi explains shemes v'niach lebanav moishel ribis in chayovan lahachzer. If a person who charged ribis dies and he leaves over money of ribis to his children, then there is no chiyuv on the children to return that ribis. V'alzeh nemar, and the pasuk states yochin rasha v'yil b'tzadik, that a rasha will prepare money by charging ribis, and meanwhile his children who are tzadikim will wear and have the benefits of that ribis. And Rashi states v'hachi tani lo b'tisefta, that this is not a continuation of the member of Rava, but this is a separate brisa. The Gemara continues and asks on this brisa ad kan v'suloi, that it's mashma from the brisa that it's only by ribis to raisa that the children will benefit, but it's mashma by ribis to rabbanon the children will not be able to benefit from the money and they would have to return it. And of course that doesn't make sense, that b'negei ribis to raisa the children could keep it, and b'negei ribis to rabbanon the children can't keep it. As Rashi states bitmiyal koshkin the ribis to rabbanon in a ben chayiv lahachzer, that certainly the children of a person that charged ribis to rabbanon can keep the money and would not have to return the money. And the Gemara continues and tells us that the Braisa actually meant to say ela filo al kan yochin rasha v'yil b'tzadik, and not only is there a din b'negei ribis to rabbanon that the children could keep the money and they don't have to return it, the same would even apply b'negei ribis to raisa, and even though it's usa to charge ribis, however the children could keep the money and they would not be responsible to return it to the borrower. The Gemara continues ad kan ribis katsutza, and until this point in the Mishnah we were specifically talking about ribis katsutza, which is ribis to raisa, which is pre-arranged ribis that the borrower and the lender agreed upon at the point of the loan mikam ve'ilach habak ribis. However the second part of the Mishnah which speaks about tarbis is talking about ribis to rabbanon, which is also called habak ribis, as it's only the dust of ribis and it's only an isur rabbanon. And Rashi explained that certainly b'negei ribis katsutza, which is ribis to raisa, that if the borrower would go and take the lender to Bezdin, then Bezdin would force the actual lender to return the ribis to the borrower. And the Gemara continues and brings machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Echron. On Rabbi Elazar states ribis katsutza yaitze b'dayonim, that although b'negei ribis to raisa, you could go to Bezdin and force the lender to give you back your money. However, avak ribis eni yaitze b'dayonim, however, by ribis to rabbanon, Bezdin will not force them to give the money back. However, Rabbi Echron amar, I feel the ribis katsutza nami eni yaitze b'dayonim. However, Rabbi Yechon holds that even by ribis to raisa, Bezdin would not force a lender to return the ribis to a borrower. The Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, my time with Rabbi Yechon, that what is the makar for Rabbi Yechon shita, that even by ribis to raisa, Bezdin would not force a lender to give back the interest to the borrower. And Rabbi Yitzchak states, the amakra, as the pasuk in Yecheskel states, b'neshech nosam v'sabes lokach v'choy lo yichya es kolar tei v'sei lo asa mois yumas dama b'yia. Therefore we learn, l'misa nitein, that even though it's possible that someone that charges ribis will cause him to die, however, there is no responsibility to return the money, and Bezdin will not force a lender to return the interest they charged the borrower. And the Gemara continues, Rav Adabahava says that the Makar for Rabbi Echron is based on the Pasuk in the Torah, as on Makar, the Pasuk in Pash Bahar states, Atikach b'itay neshech b'sarbis v'yureisim alakecha v'chayachicha yimach. And therefore we learn, l'mayri nitain, that even though it is an issa of ribis, certainly if you live on this issa, you show that you don't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there is no din that you have to return the interest, and Bezdin will not force a lender to give back the interest to a borrower. And the Gemara continues with the third makar for the Shita Rabbi Echron, that Rava Oman, Rava states, Megufa Dekura Shmilei, that Rabbi Echron's makar is from the actual Pasuk in Yecheskel, as the Pasuk states, Mois Yumas Dama Bayia, and Hukshu Malvi Bribis L'Sheif Chidomim, and we see that the Pasuk compares someone that lends money with ribis and someone that kills someone, Umas Sheif Chidom L'Nitlu Yishavim, and just like if Reuben murders Shimon, it's impossible to bring the person back to life after Malvi Ribis L'Nitlu Yishavim, and therefore, when someone lends with ribis and lends with interest, it's impossible to fix it, and it's impossible to just give back the money, and it's not Nitlu Yishavim. And Rashi says, Klima Dom Sheshafach Sha'ani Eschaveri, that this blood that you spill because you caused your friend to become an Ani, and Ani is Chashav Kameis, or Meis Burav, and then he dies through hunger, all of Yeshuvu, that they'll come back to you, and that will be your responsibility. However, ultimately, you don't have to give back the actual money, and Bezdin doesn't force the lender to return the interest to the borrower, and we will stop over here.